I thought it would be good for this segment is actually play somebody off the internet mucking around on a melodica or like any, whatever we end up reviewing, because you know there's someone on the internet that's already mucked around with it. Me and Bridge have the privilege of seeing this young lady's face right before she lays down on this melodica, and it's one of those gangster looks.
She gives you a look where it's just like, don't what? Fuck with me. You know that I'm about to play this shit real hard.
Get the gist. That's the sound of a melodica just chilling by itself. Let's give you some facts on a melodica. Also known as the pianica, blow organ, key harmonica, or melody horn, which is probably my favorite, melody horn.
Melody horn.
That's great.
I like that, too.
It's a free reed instrument, similar to the pump organ or harmonica. Has a musical keyboard on top. Now, the one we have here is one I bought recently. It's a metal one, made in Germany. It's a Honor. Like, it's legit. I believe
those are the guys that invented it.
Yeah. They're the harmonica fam as well, though.
Yeah, totally. Good
point. We've got a timeline on when it was actually invented.
1950s.
Ooh, that's Honor. Nice. I think I've got here a soprano. Mine's like a green one, and it's also like the old style where you'd grip it either side. These days, it seems to be more of like a piano keyboard and then a hose that comes up.
Oh, so you play it like flat as opposed
to
holding it.
Yeah, you got it.
Blowing through.
We thought we'd go, actually, I wanted to play real quickly. This is like first kind of like experimental recording with a melodica, but I might just step through it because it's 8 minutes long and it'll be quite heavy, but
it's great though.
Yeah, it's Steve Reich, a melodica. He's sort of orchestrated a scenario with a guy called Ayumi Tayama. He's playing the melodica, and another cat that he's just calling Realization. But check it out, it's pretty wild in a sparse way.
So sparse, you can't even hear it.
Right now,
I'm loving it.
No, you're loving it.
Can you skip along? Can you skip along?
Yeah, it gets deep. There we go.
Yeah,
this is a melodica. Welcome. Oh my god. Let's just leave that down there. Actually, let's bring the 808 back. It's a happy place. Hey, Carlo, have you got a melodica story, or did you just fucking have enough of that weird tweaky sound?
Man, you just fucked with my headphone chronic. Dude, if traffic isn't bad enough, I'd fucking just be wanting to drive off a cliff.
Well, if you can get to a cliff, mate, you're stuck in traffic.
Well, we're going to get the figure out first.
How we would laugh. Hey, you going out for a wave or what?
Nah, hell no, it's too cold.
Right, yeah, it's brisk, isn't it?
It's a bit of a cold snap now, not super.
Hey, there's some. I promise you there's some beautiful melodica music coming, friend, so don't panic.
No, that's all good. I thought someone better ring up and just tell you guys to fucking stop it.
It's Steve Reich, bro. He's an important person in the history of music.
Good work, chap.
Thanks, bro.
Sure, bro.
I heard it later, bro, in there last minute.
There was, yeah.
Okay, should we give the people some... This is legitimately why I love melodica, and probably why I got one. I think Bridge agreed it's the reason he got one.
Yeah, it's the reason I got one.
Let's play some Augustus Pablo. That is Augustus Pablo.
I reckon he's just like the one here.
Basically, like that's where it's at for me. I mean, obviously, if you look at the internet, there's pictures and pictures and pictures of tweaked out white people playing playing melodicas because it's a European instrument.
A bunch of dudes in like Tripoli hats and stuff.
Very rad, very rad. So you can pick them up quite cheap. Like my one, even and actually mine's a vintage. I think I paid 30, 40 landed here.
That's not bad.
It's local. I bought it locally. It's actually dropped off right to me. But I think like even the plastic ones that are real simple, you can like $15 or something. Yeah.
And I think that comes from because there's a lot of schools that use them as like you know how
you don't need batteries.
Glockenspielens,
everywhere you go, there's a little party because you got your little melodica on you.
Yeah. It's a good way to teach people kind of like melody and then rhythm as well. Because like, even though...
That's about the third time I've played my one. And you know, all the keys are there. Just have a muck around.
Jump on.
It's music, ladies and gentlemen. Treat yourself.
It's interesting because it's like, it's based off the piano, but then like, piano is a percussive instrument. Mm. But then this kind of like sits in the middle of being a piano and also being woodwind.
Yeah, well, you can actually like earlier I was caning with it and you can push it real hard and kind of like distort it sort of like you can with a harmonica.
Oh, true.
You can't you can only blow almost. You can't suck.
Yeah,
not like harmonica. Can't get too bluesy with these things.
Yeah.
It's more the stab realm now. Yeah. You had something a bit more contemporary lined up for us to have a listen
slightly
to.
More contemporary. Yeah, this is De Facto, who Ooh. Came out with an album called Megaton Shop Blast. This is a bunch of the people that were involved with like At The Drive-In and the Mars Volta and stuff, and then they kind of did this side project, which is this kind of like Latin slash
still on the dub tip.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And that's the thing, like I wanted to kind of tie it in with the like melodica has become such like a dub centric instrument, like people know it because of
totally
Augustus and stuff like that, and it's just cool to kind of see it used in this different way, but still very dubby. Yeah, still very dubby.
Nice. Well, here is the melodica featuring in De Facto, Manual Dexterity. Is that the jam?
Yeah, the track's called Manual Dexterity.
Thank you, Music Planet.
Yo.
Planet.co.nz.